In this lead-up to next month's gathering in Hangzhou, Chinese authorities have already begun pressing for an inclusive session focused mostly on world economic growth. It's widely expected issues including a post-Brexit European Union and China's economic restructuring are going to be high on the agenda. Peter Draper is an expert on international trade and development with the South African Institute of International Affairs. He says G20 leaders need to come away from the final meetings on September 5th with a unified approach on how to cope with these challenges, with Europe's stability being a priority.
Finance ministers have already discussed this and they've expressed their concerns about the impacts on growth or the potential impacts on growth. And related to that, how the Europeans, so the EU, are going to manage the potential centripetal forces, the disruptive forces that could cause a further disintegration in Europe arising from Brexit. And so they'll obviously be looking for responsible behaviour on the part of both the British and the Europeans when it comes to those difficult Brexit negotiations. So that's a big issue that will occupy some time.
Draper also says China's economic slowdown is also going to be high on the agenda. He suggests it's going to be important for China's President Xi Jinping to reassure his fellow world leaders that China's economic restructuring is continuing down a stable path.
Similarly, with Chinese economic reform, we have an interest in the outcome. We'd like to see the process bed down and conclude and for a more sustainable growth path to emerge in China. Right now, I would say things are a little bit unpredictable in China, largely because of what's going on in the politics, not so much the economy. But obviously, the less China grows, the worse it is for us. So we want to see growth resume.
China's economy has grown by 6.7% through the first half of this year, which remains well within the government's full-year target of between 6.5% to 7%. For CRI, this is Huang Shan.